Thank you, Mr. President. Firstly, my delegation wishes to congratulate you on the assumption of the presidency of the Conference on Disarmament. We are confident that your term as president of the conference will be crowned with success. My delegation also wishes to recognize Ambassador Woods and the United States delegation for steering the work of this conference at the end of the first part as well as at the beginning of the second part of this current session. Mr. President, my delegation is concerned that no agreement on the program of work has been reached for this session of the CD. Although we have already lost a lot of time, we have, however, believed that the remaining 3 months of this session should be put to good use. By so doing, we would be laying a firm foundation and building much goodwill for better cooperation among members ahead of the 2020 session of the conference. Mr. President, my delegation was therefore pleased to hear from you this morning that you intend to continue building on the work of previous presidents in search of consensus on the program of work. We want to encourage you on this path. In this endeavor, you can count on the full cooperation and support of my delegation. My delegation wishes to reiterate the call that we made earlier this year during the first part of this session of the conference. At that time, we joined a group of like-minded delegations in recommitting ourselves to the Conference on Disarmament as the single multilateral negotiating forum for dealing with disarmament. In this context, we wish to reiterate our call on the entire membership of the CD to respect the rules of procedure and the office of the President of the Conference. At the moment, Mr. President, the Conference on Disarmament is clearly off course in drifting away from its core mandate. My delegation believes that we should now take decisive measures to address this institutional drift and mandate creep that are affecting the work of this conference. We call on member states of the Conference on Disarmament to refrain from politicizing the conference because that is the effect of further undermining the credibility of this institution. Finally, Mr. President, Zimbabwe invites all members of the CD to recommit to the work of the conference and to resume substantive work without further delay. I thank you, Mr. President.